Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 a year on your car insurance. Who doesn't want to do that? My goodness. It's a lot of money for a quick phone call, don't you think? It's the average national savings annually from survey data July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Thanks, Fizz. All right, at the bottom of the hour, the show that is taking the nation by storm, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. It's made our DJ Alex Tyshirt a superstar, an internationally known anime legend, and we will put him to the test. We'll put him on the hot seat, so to speak, on Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. All right, but first, Rob, we were talking about this in the first hour. Let's revisit it for a few moments. Anthony Davis did an interview with The Athletic today, and he said this. I don't have to read the direct quote, but he said he doesn't. Well, you know what? I will read it. Put it to you like this, AD said. I know that that man, meaning LeBron James, does not care about MVP awards. He cares about championships. So if he loses the MVP and wins the championship like he did last year, he doesn't care. So that's what his mindset is. He's not focused on MVPs. He's focused on finals MVPs. That was AD. You buying it, Rob?
No, I'm not buying it. And it's like, it's not an either-or situation.
Thank you.
You can't tell me that LeBron.
Apparently AD thinks it is.
Yeah, it's like either or. Oh, yeah, either he's the MVP or he's going to win the finals MVP. No. How about this? You know, you don't win the finals, but he has an MVP season at 36, Chris. His 18th year in the NBA. You don't think that that's something different? Would that make him stand out a little bit?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Another
don't...
notch.
Yes.
One of the callers made a good point. That
resume boosters that he can.
Right. And that would be big. I mean, neither of us think it puts him ahead of Jordan.
But
it's
keeps you in the conversation.
Yeah. And he would have one more MVP than Michael. Well, he would tie Michael with five MVPs. And no one has done it this late. Right.
Yeah, that's it. That's what would separate him, Chris. So I just don't understand AD and his... I don't know. Was he just trying to be disingenuous?
He was protecting LeBron. You and I said this, right? Just be honest, AD. I get it. If the real answer was really negative, then okay, I get it. You're not just going
to
put that out there.
Wanting to win an MVP negative?
LeBron is a human being. Yes, I bet LeBron wants to collect as many MVP awards as he can get.
How would he like to win, Chris, the next four until he retires? Are you kidding? Come on.
I got no issue with it. When you are that caliber player, and let's just keep it real, Rob. LeBron thinks he's the best player in the world, and he thinks he's been the best player in the world probably. He's played, this is his 18th year? He probably thinks he's been the best player in the world for the last 14 years. And so every year he doesn't get the MVP. And I get it, right? If I was the best in the world at something and I didn't get the MVP award, I didn't get the vote, whatever the rationale, whatever logic there was for the other guy. Oh, you know, let's say it was radio broadcasting and somebody started a new show and it was hot. And that's why he got the best broadcaster award. And I'd be like, yo, I'm still the best. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. When you're that level of person in any field, you want to be recognized as such. And there's nothing wrong with that. Let's stop it with this you know, this narrative that because LeBron may want to win the MVP award, there's something wrong with that. There's something selfish about that. Damian Lillard probably wants the MVP award. Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, Giannis.
They all
Embiid,
want it.
Right. Right. And to your point, Rob, the key is it's not exclusive. You can
it's not
win
either
both.
Or.
They want both.
One doesn't have anything to do with the other one, Chris. Like, oh yeah, LeBron doesn't care. He doesn't want to care about the MVP because he wants to win the Finals MVP. You can win both. You can have a great year, win that, go to the playoffs, win the Finals, and get another MVP. Chris,
right.
Is it either or? If you told me I have a choice of one of the two, oh yeah, I'll take the Finals MVP.
Right.
Those are my two choices.
And if he had said it that way, we all would agree with him. Yeah.
Right.
If LeBron has a choice, if anybody has a choice, you're taking the Finals MVP because that means you won the championship. Especially a guy in LeBron's shoes because, you know, he's trying to rack up as many rings as he can for his legacy. So we just say, look, AD, just be honest about it. That's it. Like you said, Rob, when you do an interview with a guy, you want to get some insight. You want him to open up. You know, you don't
well,
want
I'll tell
just politically correct
you, there was a big star. I'm not going to mention his name. It's not like it doesn't matter. But a big star in Detroit. And Chris, we started out going to his locker, trying to get some, you know, insight, feel like he has a feel for the game or whatever.
Right.
Just a zero. I mean, he's as good. He was as good of a player as anybody.
Ain't
had no insight. You know what? Stop going to his locker.
Right.
And he's a star player.
And
just
did
think
he,
about what
did
I'm telling
he,
you.
Did it bother him?
No. Because he just didn't have – he was uncomfortable in front of the camera. He didn't have any insight to the game. What he was telling me, Chris, I watched myself. I was at the game.
Right.
So if you're not giving me anything other than what I saw with my own two eyes.
Right. Absolutely.
What am I here for? I saw
– I won't quote you.
Just described – What happened in the game? I saw that. Tell me what you were thinking. What was going on before that? Did you think you could make that play? You know what I mean? Like, give me some nothing. Zero. I stopped going to his locker.
Yep. I believe it. All right. Speaking of big stars, Rob, now this one has something to say. Shaquille O'Neal. Now, Shaq has – Rob, I think he's become really good on that TNT set inside the NBA with Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson. And that's not easy to do, right? You know, I mean, they had such a good thing going with just the three of them that you could ruin it if you put the wrong guy in there. You know what I mean?
I just wish Shaq mumbles a little bit too much for me, Chris.
He always has.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's the only thing. Like sometimes I could remember his first day on the show. Do you remember his first day on? Or no?
I remember his first season, maybe it might have been the first season, because I didn't think he was good initially.
I was watching his debut, and guess what? Somebody from home tweeted. I swear. And I was like right on the money. And the guy tweeted, turn up Shaq's mic, because you couldn't hear him. That was his first, turn up Shaq's mic. No, his mic is turned up. But go ahead.
No. I mean, but I thought when he first got on the show, which is natural, I thought he was trying to be an analyst.
Right.
You know, like trying to, this is an overstatement, but, you know, sound like Bryant Gumbel or Bob Costas.
You don't need to do that. Right.
Right.
That's not what you need.
Somebody got to him and said, look, Shaq, be yourself. You were an all-time great player. Just give us the insight from you as a great player.
Like you're sitting around talking to the other guys who play ball. Just talk.
And that's what he's good at. But, you know, look, Rob, you just said it. If you're sitting around talking with your boys about the game, sometimes you're going to be critical, right? Yo, no. Man, he ain't no good. How this dude get his money? Or how, you know, man, they need to stop playing him or whatever. And that's what Shaq's done. He's gotten some criticism for it. A lot of the current players don't like it. And Shaq has said last night, he's going to dial it down. Here he is.
My mother pulled me aside last night and said, baby, take it easy on the young guy. So you're going to see a new approach to me talking about these bums.
Rob, the way he said it, I mean, do you I don't know if he's – I think he may try to have a new approach.
I don't – I just –
But I think he's probably going to revert to doing what he's done.
If I could text Shaq right now, I'd say scrap the new approach. Just be honest. You don't need to talk about people's money. That's the only thing I'll criticize him, Chris, about. But if you don't think a guy's a good player or the guy needs to improve, and you could point out what he needs to do or ways to improve or what's wrong, I'm all for that. Everybody's not going to like you,
right,
Shaq. Everybody. So once you get over that, I think I told you this before. My mom told me that when I was a kid. She said everybody didn't like Jesus Christ either. It's right. Okay. Everybody's right. Not going to like you. Chris, you could say a million nice things about somebody, and the first time you say something or point out something, they're mad at you. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you just get over it.
No, you're absolutely right. You especially in this business.
You know that. You know, you've written pieces, like tons of pieces, positive, and you write one piece, yep, and it's like, oh, why? What are you doing, Chris? Why you right. got to write that? You know, you ain't fit. What? Do you remember the other 100 pieces right. I wrote?
Exactly. It's true. And the thing is this, and this is what I would say to the current players, and I get it. Nobody likes being criticized. Nobody likes being criticized on national television. Nobody likes being criticized by somebody they see at an all-star game, at a regular game, or whatever, just somewhere, and you know, you roll, you cool. Yo, what up, bro? How you doing, man? What's up? Right? So I get that. That's human nature. But here's what I would say to the players. We, whether it's just regular broadcasters like us or even former players, Shaq, Charles Barkley, whoever, we're just, as you said earlier, right, we're sitting around critiquing the game.
Yes.
That's it. And if you listen to some of the players on podcast, whether it's Kyrie on a podcast, KD on a podcast, whoever, they do the same thing. Once they start talking sports, Kyrie said it, man. This is the first time I had somebody I could really throw the rock to and feel like he gonna hit that shot. You was doing the same thing as us. You know, I mean, it that's all it is. And just and like you wouldn't want that person to think you hate them or you're a hater or whatever. You were just giving your opinion. You might be right, you might be wrong, but it was just your opinion. And that's what the players have to understand.
And this is the other issue I have is now, first it was they wanted to rip us because we didn't play in the league. Okay, if that's what you want to use. Even though there's a ton of great coaches, Chris, who never played in the NBA, right, never played in the NFL, never played major college football, whatever.
Here's the other thing to that point, Rod, quickly, because I know you want to finish. I don't know how to fix my car engine, but I can tell if you, the so-called expert, jacked it up.
Right.
And
right.
I'm allowed to say, yo, dude, what you doing to my car?
What are you doing? Right. You're I'm not a mechanic, but I know right. it ain't right. Exactly.
Right. So that's it. That's there it is.
And my other point, and I'm just going to finish, is you don't want us to criticize you. Then they put up former players at the highest level. Now you don't want them to criticize you. So right. which one is it, Chris? Is it that we didn't play in the league, so what do we know about playing in the NBA? Or is it that Shaq and Charles and Kenny, well, they're grumpy old men and they're just bitter because they didn't make the money we made? Well, which one is it?
Right. Right. It is what it is. And like I said, you know when players today sit around and sometimes, you know, Rob, we've had conversations with players off the record and they'll be critical of players. Right? That's all it is. Everybody, just like you have your opinions about what a guy did right, what a guy did wrong, who's better than who, we do too. And we're just saying them publicly because that's our job. And that's Shaq's job.
That's what we went, right.
You know?
No doubt.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you have an issue with Shaq's harsh criticisms of today's NBA players? And you can take it on to Barkley because he's had the same issues as Shaq, Rob. You know, he's been called out too. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. 1-877-99 on Fox. Your turn to talk about Shaq or other players being critical of today's current players. Shaq, Charles Barkley, so on and so forth. What do you think?
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Jabril in Atlanta, Chris, kicks us off here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
How you?
All right. Well, yeah, I don't got no problem with what Shaq said because I feel like when Shaq do it, he not hating. Like, some people do it and it's coming off as hate, like, you know, like Rob and Skip, how they use it on the run. You know what I'm saying?
Now, but how you going to call here with that, man? Really? All right. Jabril, when I come down to Atlanta, no wings for you, man. And no Magic City, okay?
Hey, Jabril, is he there? Is he gone? I was going to say, be careful during All-Star weekend, bro.
Who?
I know you won't be there, but I'm saying to him, yeah. You know?
No, I'm not
it's
going.
Be a super
I'm going
spreader.
To the All-Star game in July, the baseball All-Star game, which is in Atlanta. I'm going to that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, baseball All-Star game is outside, Chris. It's a whole different animal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And by July, I think it'll be good. So I got my.
Well, they good down there in Atlanta now. They think.
Well, they think.
It's
but
a
I'm just
darn
talking
near
about,
open from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I know. But I'm thinking about July outdoors. You know what I mean? That should be
all
pretty
right.
Good.
Well, Rob G, unless you have another caller to go to.
No. I'm not.
Rob
anybody else
G,
wants to chime in, jump in.
Rob G wants to weigh in. If you want to call in, 877-99 on Fox.
Uh-oh, here
but
we
Rob
go, Rob G.
G. He coming with an opinion. Okay.
Well, I'm just super training producer. For when Rob takes a vacation day and I can go at
Rob,
Chris
he
real
was
hard.
So scared, Rob. It was ridiculous.
You want me to give you
he
a
had
clue
every excuse
when you
the
should
book
be ready?
To
I
why
can tell you when you could be
it.
Ready, Rob.
So I can really like get ready for it, you know, train and take notes for 3 months. Is so, that what you're saying, Rob?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
cool. It's going
to
be like
if
a while.
You know what's good for you.
So maybe like
anyways.
In June, think about it, okay?
Well,
I am off March 19th. Just letting y'all know.
That's which means we're going to have our highest downloaded show again on March 19th,
go.
Which is
Yo,
great.
You just making it worse on yourself when you do.
I just deal with facts, Chris. It's not. Don't get hurt feelings about it. It's just facts.
Answer the question.
What's the question?
Well, you had a comment on Shaq.
I think you guys both made good points about Shaq. But what my issue with him is that he is on a show that is representing the NBA. Like, it is the flagship show of the National Basketball Association. It is their most popular show, their most watched show, their most critically acclaimed show. And Shaq, I feel like he is disrespecting the sport with some of the comments that he makes. Like, calling guys bums is not being critical. That's not giving your analysis.
No, that's name calling.
That's name calling. Shaq, they did a bit on the show yesterday. And I'm assuming, I hope it was a joke, but I couldn't tell, to be honest with you. Where they had guys' pictures, and they said, here's the last name, Shaq, give us the first name. And he couldn't get any of the names right. So that tells me that he's either he's a great actor, and he can get through this bit without anybody knowing, Or he really doesn't care.
I doubt that was acting.
Or he really doesn't care enough about his profession or the sport to follow and do his research on the players that he's covering.
So you saying he shouldn't be on that show?
No, he should. I think that Shaq is the most person you can cut out, and the show will be just fine. You can cut Shaq, and that show will be perfect.
Well, hold on, hold on. Everything you just said about Shaq, you could say about Barkley. Barkley obviously is the main reason that the show skyrocketed to being what it is. It's a tremendous show. Barkley don't know any more about what's going on the court than Shaq. I mean, they know the game when they want, but following, you know, the watching the teams play on off nights.
They're not reporters, though.
They don't do that.
Right.
Part of their comedy is, you know, just them being themselves, and they have the clout. Say what you want. They're two of the best players to ever play the game. They can say what they want about it. People can like it or dislike it, but it's not good for the sport.
You know what? I'll say this.
It is good for the sport. How's the show so popular?
Can you imagine
that ain't hurting the NBA?
Can you imagine turning on NFL on Fox and Terry Bradshaw says, "You know what? Russell Wilson's a bum."
NFL's a different animal. And so it's different in so many ways.
You can't cape up for a guy just because he was a good player. That doesn't mean he's a good broadcaster.
Does the show hurt the NBA?
Part of it, yes. Because the reason is that when casual fans watch that show, which is very entertaining, they hear Shaq and Chuck, well, mostly them two, not really Kenny, rip the players, rip the style of play, rip the commentary, say things that don't make sense, and then you have casual fans are turned off all of a sudden because they...
That's your opinion. You don't know that's a fact. What are the NBA ratings looking like now? That's not the fault of inside the NBA.
That could not be part of it?
No.
Of all the stuff that I've ever heard Charles say, which I thought was the most... unbelievable when you talk about a flagship for a sport. And it was a couple of years ago, he said the NBA is basically unwatchable. This is on television, you know, as you're doing a game.
Right.
He says, other than about four or five teams, I can't watch this league. Now, how many guys, Chris, could get away with that?
Well, we saw somebody, she wasn't a guy, and say that on the other network. Right.
Yep.
But again, and look, I hear what Rob G said, and like Olden Polanyi said, you shouldn't get personal. Keep it to basketball. But all I'm saying, Rob, is if you're saying this about Shaq, then if you think Shaq shouldn't be on there, then you got to take Barkley off too. Now, Barkley's better. Barkley's more entertaining than Shaq. But they're both doing the same thing. Barkley just does it better. But you're not trying to take Barkley off the show.
You could if you wanted to have that kind of show.
It wouldn't be as good of a show. It would not be. There's not one person on earth you could replace Charles Barkley with, and the show would be as good.
ESPN's tried to hire him a million times. That's why he makes so much money. And the other thing is, you know, and Chris knows this because he's a part of the ESPN NBA shuffle, how many shows they've tried to put together, and they can't get. Am I right, Chris?
Yes.
You were in the shuffle.
They would love to have Charles Barkley.
They would take him in a minute.
Yep.
They would take him in a minute.
And to your point, Rob G, here's the thing. David Stern, and you know this, Rob. David Stern, when he was commissioner, if he didn't want you on an NBA show, like one of their major shows on any of these networks, you weren't going to be on. Am I right, Rob?
Yep.
You were not going to be on. He would call that network.
I don't know if he would do it to players as much, but he did it to us regular, broadcasters and writers. I'm telling you, that's a fact.
And you know him, Rob. He didn't back down the players either, though. You know, when it came to Bark. So I think if he had felt that a player was hurting the game, I think he would have tried to do it. Now, and he was running the league when Barkley emerged and became this great broadcaster. So I get it. You don't want to certainly be calling the players bums and things like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. There's no place for that. I agree with you, Rob.
Right. But come on. I mean, you can't single out Shaq and then just act like it's all good with Charles. And I like them both on the show. Yeah, Charles is best, but I like them both. All right, we got Tyser's Tower of Trivia.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Time for Tyser's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Well, now we're looking like big hypocrites after I ripped Shaq for not following the sporty covers, because now we got a whole segment built around a guy who talks sports.
Not me and Rob.
Who's talking about sports and he doesn't follow it. None other than Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, proving you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. The big star, again, host of the Weave Nation podcast, founder of Coming Soon Only Packs, my man, DJ Alex Tyshirt.
You know, I don't really watch the sport, but these guys are a bunch of bums. I'm glad to be here.
Bikini Model Supreme.
Yeah, I'm thinking about starting this app, CB, so dumb this up. Everybody's doing fans only, right? I think about doing an onlys pack where we just open like Pokemon cards for you, but we show like some inner thigh. I think it'd be great.
All right, let's get it.
$5 a month, folks. All right. I flipped the coin before the segment started, and you know this works. You got one-word clues to help Alice get these sports question rights, and flip the coin. Chris is first, and because Russell Wilson has been in the story or the news all week, all these questions are Russell Wilson-themed. So hopefully Alex has been following up on his Seahawks trivia, and you can get some of these answers right. Chris,
no idea.
You're first.
All right.
Here we go. In Seattle, the nickname for the Seahawks, which Russell Wilson plays for, their rabid fan base is called the 12th blank.
Woman?
Man?
There it is.
Let's go!
I'm telling you, I'm nice with these clues.
Yo, that was actually nice.
See?
All right.
I'm done on this game. I'm
you
sorry.
You got it. That was good.
All right, we keep it moving. Number two, Rob Parker, one-word clue. Here we go. Russell Wilson said this week that while he doesn't want to be traded from the Seahawks, if he were to get traded, it would be either to the Raiders, Saints, Cowboys, or blank.
Grizzly.
Bears.
That is correct.
Let's go, Rob. That was a good
that
one, Rob.
That was an easy one. I thought you might say Berenstein.
All right, we keep on moving.
I was going to say Yogi, but he would say boo-boo, I think.
Everything's not funny.
We're moving up the tower. You get a little bit tougher every level. Okay. Question number three. Chris Broussard, one-word clue here for Alex Tyshirt. Russell Wilson played his early college years at NC State before transferring to this Big Ten school for his final season. That school was the University of blank.
Milwaukee.
Oh, gosh. CB, this is just, oh my gosh. This is a college school, right? In Milwaukee? Oh boy. I think I just heard somebody talking about this. Gonzaga.
That is incorrect.
Should be happy I named a school team.
Packers.
Oh gosh.
No, Alex, you can't ask me for clues.
I need help here, Rob G. So much for being on my team. See, Rob, I was trying to help out there. Packers, Milwaukee. For some reason, I want to say Bucks. Is that right?
That is incorrect.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Alex. Listen closely. State.
Oh, my gosh. People listening don't drive off the road. State. Appalachian State.
Incorrect. Rob, last chance to steal for, what is this now, 7 points.
Rob, I'm just going to give you a heads up. Cheese?
My cheese was hot.
I'm just going to say, I don't think it's the clues that are not going to give it to
and
me.
My cheese was hot.
I'm going to pass. I don't know this one.
Wisconsin.
Wow. Was it Wisconsin?
University of Wisconsin.
Now, let me ask you this, Alex.
What's up?
Cheesehead. Right.
If I had said Milwaukee,
I probably
would
might
have gotten
said,
it then.
I might have guessed Wisconsin.
No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have.
I gotta go with my voice.
It helps. But you weren't.
The Maori thing was, Alex.
What's up, Ron?
You said the University of.
Yes.
So
right.
When you said
right.
Bucks,
you knew
you weren't. You know what I'm saying? You like the University
he
of.
Got
most
lost.
Schools are. named after states or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So your head wasn't in the right place. I thought he was going to say Green
Bay, Rob. That's all. Huh?
When you said Packers, I thought he was going to say Green Bay when you said Packers.
Yeah.
I thought he might say Green Bay, but I was thinking because you said Milwaukee.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Right.
You know what's great, Rob?
He got lost. He got all discombobulated.
I was a little lost in the sauce there. A lot of sports talk. No, but Rob's trying to pep talk me. I like this.
All right. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Rob Parker can't take the lead here. Question number four.
No, I thought it was my.
No, you had Wisconsin. You had the first clue. Right. Rob Parker. Marshawn Lynch was Russell Wilson's running back during their Super Bowl runs, but most people just called him by his nickname. It was Blank Mode.
Yes, Rob?
Yeast?
Yeast?
Don't be stealing my tactics, Rob.
Oh, okay. Yeast? Hold up. If you're trying to play that game, Beast?
Yeah!
Oh, boy, Rob. Let's go.
The other clue I was going to say.
I should get half of those points.
I was going to say beauty.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
And then see if you say beauty.
You lost me at a sec for yeast.
But hold on. How is Rob able to steal my tactics?
I mean, that's kind of anyway.
Like you made it up. Like, it's the first time anybody ever played this game.
I was the first one to do that.
Show me your trademark first.
This is a new game.
We move up another level of the tower. It's getting harder and harder. Level 5. Chris, you're up. Chance to get back into the tie here. Earlier this season, Russell Wilson filed a trademark slogan that implies that the team should let him throw the ball more. The slogan was, "Let Russ blank."
Yeah, I need some...
Chef.
Cook.
That is correct.
There you go.
Let's go, really?
Are we tied?
We're tied up.
I think.
We're tied at the top.
That was well done, CB.
All right, Rob.
Thank you.
Number 6. This is going to be a really tough one, Alex. I'm really pulling for you.
Can I guess without seeing a letter?
Russell Wilson went viral this past offseason when he said he has an alter ego that is extremely bombastic. So it was the opposite of himself. His alter ego is named Mr. Blank.
First thing that came to me was, now think about what is his alter ego. Is that what he said? Okay.
Yeah, alter ego.
Buffet.
One word.
I couldn't hear you, Rob. What was that?
Buffet.
Buffet? Ooh. Gluttony? Mr. Gluttony?
That's incorrect.
That wasn't a bad one. This is a tough one.
I wonder if it's actually like a catchy name or is it something simple? I don't know, CB.
This is tough.
You telling me?
Let's go. I mean, this ain't.
Jason Smith. Harmon.
Is this thing on?
Right. Is this so
in,
on?
Infinity. Infinity.
Infinity. Infinity.
Infinity.
Mr. Universe?
That is incorrect.
This one's hard.
If one of you guys get this, we'll end the game here.
Really?
Yes.
All right, Rob.
You each get one more chance.
You know how I think, Rob. Come on.
Bottomless.
Oh my gosh, bottomless.
Rob's dropped some good clues here.
Rob,
trust. No, it's this ain't you, bro. This is like, what would this homie call himself? Mr. Bottomless. Sorry, Rob, but Mr. Empty?
Incorrect.
Sorry, Rob. I'm really trying.
If Chris gets this, he wins. If not, we're going to end in a tie because we're really late.
Good luck,
here
CB.
Here we go, Alex.
I'm trying, bro.
Non-stop.
Mr. Go-Getter?
That's incorrect. We're going to end in a tie.
What was it?
Unlimited.
Is it really?
Yes.
Mr. Unlimited.
I said bottom line.
He says
buffet.
Unlimited. Right. Unlimited. That's how we
right?
said it.
Buffet.
If Robert said buffet, that is
unlimited.
You would have said Capital One Miles.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one. All right. That's our man, DJ Alex Tyshirt. He took a few moments to get out of the crates and do his Tower of Trivia. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
They're all a bunch of bums.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, Fire Insurance, Exchanges, or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday and an entire week. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. And you can see a whole lot save. I'm sorry, you can save a whole lot of something, something on your car insurance. All right, let's wrap it up with this, Rob. You and I are both high on the Brooklyn Nets. And we both think that, you know, Kevin Durant, he's going to be able to slide in pretty much seamlessly. And that team's not going to lose a beat. They've won 8 straight without him. And now it's come out today, Rob. He was supposed to come back from this hamstring injury before the All-Star break. Now they're saying he'll be out past the All-Star break, and he won't even play an All-Star game. Indiana's Domantas Sabonis has replaced Durant in that game. And Durant was a captain, so he won't be playing in that. But this is purely a hypothetical, because I don't think anyone doubts that Kevin Durant will be back after the All-Star break. You know, and barring some type of serious injury, he'll be fine for the playoffs, and, you know, he'll play the second half of the season and all that. But do you think if he weren't able to come back, you've seen the Nets roll, they've beaten up on the Western powers and the Eastern powers, for that matter, without Durant, could they win it without him, you think?
I think it would be, it wouldn't be as easy, obviously. You can't miss a player of that caliber and think they're still going to win hands down. I would feel way more confident knowing, just because of what he's done in the postseason and the big time baskets he's made in the finals. And you know what I mean? Like I just like what his resume. So could they win it? Sure, they could win it, because they got 2 stars. You normally need at least 2. They have 2. But I wouldn't be nearly as confident. I think they could get there. Whether they win or not, I'm not positive, Chris. But if he's there, I think they can win.
Yeah, well, yeah, if he's there, I mean, obviously. Without him, though, man, look, you can't say they couldn't. You know what I'm saying? You'd certainly give them a shot. They would not be the favorites. And they aren't yet the favorites in most people's eyes. You know, most people still have the Lakers or even the Clippers as the favorite. They got them Nets as the favorite in the East.
The Lakers are still the favorites? Really?
I think right now, yeah. Cause, I mean, look, the AD is out. I mean, and then their third best player, Schroeder's out too. So I don't think yet. I mean, and I'm just going on different commentators. Like, I still got the Lakers over the Nets in the finals. Now, I may, you know, I'm watching closely. And come playoff time, we make our picks, and I may go with the Nets. But the Nets couldn't be the favorite. I don't think they would. Anybody would pick them as the favorite if Durant weren't able to play.
The way that they're playing, even without Durant, is just unbelievable to me. That's all I'm saying.
They're playing well, but so is Utah. You know, yeah, I mean, they'd have a shot, but
Utah doesn't have like a Kyrie who's won a championship. They don't have, I mean, those guys, and I know Durant, I mean, Harden has struggled in the postseason, but man, the way he's playing, I'm just saying.
And Kyrie struggled at times. He struggled in Boston in the postseason. Now, yeah, he obviously
win a championship. I mean, right. He has that in his back pocket.
They could. I never would say they couldn't, because you said it. They got 2 phenomenal players and some role players that are improving. But they wouldn't be the favorites. I think they still be the favorites in the East, probably. You know, but you know, look, if Durant didn't play in the second half of the season and they kept rolling like this, then maybe they'd enter the playoffs as a favorite. But they're going to need him. I think he's the most important player. As great as Harden and Kyrie have been, and you and I both think Harden has to be an MVP conversation, KD is the guy. He's their best player. All right, have a great weekend, Rob. Have fun in New Orleans. Be safe. We'll see you guys next week. Peace!